Welcome to Tiger Talk. Are you going? See you at the festivals.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam. Thanks for voting for us. Tiger Talk was a winner of ArtCast Awards in three categories.
The hosts of Tiger Talk from Season 5 and Season 6 accepted awards during the Arkansas Podcast Collaborative's ArtCast Awards ceremony. It was a lot of fun. We got to make speeches on the stage, meet other podcasters, and take our picture with Mr. Ty Keene, who is in charge of ArtCast.
Thanks to our listeners, Tiger Talk was voted for Best Education Podcast,
Best Kids and Family Podcast, and Gabby, the host of Season 6, was named Young Podcaster of the Year.
We would like to thank the Arkansas Podcast Collaborative and our Tiger Talk fam for making this possible.
So let's get started with today's show. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 2 of Tiger Talk. We're your hosts. I am Emery, and I am in the fifth grade.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade e-students at JTE. My name is Janet, and I am in the 4th grade.
Today we are interviewing Mrs. Healy Eichert, author of several books, including her children's book, The Red Ball, A Story of Friendship and Forgiveness.
This season's theme is AR Festivals, and we want to help families experience Arkansas. So we invited Miss Eichert, who is a licensed professional counselor, to help us learn about why traveling and being outside is important for kids and families.
Welcome to the show, Mrs. Eichert. Thank you for coming. Please tell us about yourself and the books you have written.
Thank you so much for inviting me. First, I want to say congratulations on an awesome podcast and getting so many awards. That's awesome. My name is Healy, and I am a licensed professional counselor here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I have been working with kids and families and adults for about 15 or 17 years in mental health. And I live outside of Northwest Arkansas on a little farm with goats and chickens. So that's actually going to be my next book, is a book about goats, helping kids learn all about goats.
Amazing. How can going outside help kids and families?
So going outside is so helpful for kids and families because it helps improve our mood, helps us feel better. Going outside helps us so much. Research shows that when we go outside, and it's really good and for our body too, when we are outside, it actually improves our immune system. So that means that we can fight off things like colds and things like that better. So it could be a lot of fun. And then spending time, if you're with your family, can be a lot of fun.
Great.
How can spending time with family help kids?
Well, one of the big benefits of spending time with family is that you really get to be with people that you love and that accept you for just who you are, right? We get to be goofy with our families, and we get to totally be ourselves, and that builds a lot of confidence in who we are. It also helps us bond with our family. So as we bond, it helps us communicate better with them and just helps us enjoy them a lot more, too. Excuse me. One of the best things, I think, though, it helps create a lot of memories.
That sounds helpful.
How does traveling help kids and families?
Well, one of the best things about traveling is the educational aspect. So normally when you travel, you get to learn about a new place and meet new people and maybe even learn a new culture. There's lots of cultures here in the U.S. that we can learn about. And as we learn things, it builds confidence in who we are, and we get to share that with other people. Again, it builds memories with our family. So normally, if you think about good memories that you've had in your life, it's normally with family, right? Also, just normally when we travel with families, we're outside, so you get all the benefits of that, too, of being outside, like I said, helps improve our mood, but also can help us think better, too. It improves our memory and improves our focus. So being outside has a lot of big benefits, and that's part of traveling. And you get to, have lots of wonderful memories.
Cool.
Thank you for teaching us how traveling, being outside, and spending time with family can help kids. Next up is our Spread Positivity segment. Our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Mrs. Eichard?
I have three things that I think could spread positivity wonderfully. One is smile, right? That's kind of part of who we are, right? Smiling. But also saying kind things and doing kind things. So we be kind, we do kind, and we say kind. So saying kind things to other people, doing kind things for them, and smiling.
That would definitely make someone's day.
We hope that you will take your family to an Arkansas festival near you and spend some time learning together.
Are you going? Tiger Talk to you later. Roar.